On this episode, how do you harmonize?
This is the Holistic Alpha Male Optimization Podcast, where we help you unleash your true power as a man.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. I'm Stephen Mathis. Thank you for being here. Thanks for being a part of this community. I think the thing that has made the most difference in my life and that I have seen in other people in terms of them experiencing this life as a human with the most peace along the way, and in terms of them experiencing the most growth and expansion and health and happiness, you know, happiness comes and goes. Peace is this underlying foundation. But the thing that I know in my own journey has absolutely made the biggest difference, and the thing that I see over and over again in other people, including so many guys that I've worked with, is the ability to come into a place of harmony, to harmonize within ourselves and to reharmonize within ourselves over and over and over again. Because like many other things in life, including many of the most important things, it is not really all that complex. And I'm going to explain that more in just a second. I don't think this process of harmonizing is really as complex as we sometimes make it out to be. It doesn't mean that it's easy. And it also doesn't mean that we won't have to do it over and over and over again, because we will. But that is the difference that I've seen and I felt in my own life, is as I have found ways to harmonize within myself, and as I've put those into practice on a regular basis, and I see the same thing in other guys that I work with and so many other people that I see and talk to, as I have developed practices to do that and put them into practice over and over again, everything changes. I've had more peace along the way. I expand, I grow more. Life gets better. We need to live in a state of harmony if we're going to be our best selves, if we're going to experience the most joy and awesomeness in this life. So what does that actually mean? Well, first of all, what does harmony mean? What does it mean to harmonize? It means to come into a state of agreement, to come into a state of alignment. I know a lot of you guys are singers or other musicians. You know very well about harmony as it applies to that. But it applies in many aspects and layers of life. It means to come into a state of agreement. So how do we harmonize within ourselves as human beings? How do we harmonize within ourselves as men? Again, I think it's actually more simple than we fall into the trap of thinking that it is. It means bringing our thinking mind and our physical body and our soul or our energy into alignment, into agreement, those three things. And our soul, our energy, whatever term you prefer with that is fine. But that's really, I think, what it is. If we think about our soul, I know that's a term that a lot of you guys are familiar with and may use. It's energy. Because if it's not our thinking mind and it's not our physical body, but there's something else that's here that's us, it's energy. That's what it is. So our soul, our energy, however you want to refer to it. But harmonizing as a man, as a human being, means bringing our soul and our thinking mind and our physical body into alignment, into agreement. How do we do that? The way that we do that is we use our thinking mind to bring our awareness, our attention to our physical body and our soul. Let me repeat that, because it's actually, I think, so much more simple. It doesn't mean it's easy. I know it's not always easy, but it is simple. Use our thinking mind, our consciousness, our awareness to focus that awareness on our physical body and on our soul. And not to think about those things, but to observe them, to watch them. Because it doesn't help us if we're thinking about all the stuff in our life, we're thinking about our emotions, we're thinking about the situations in our life. That is not bringing our mind, our thinking mind, and our soul and our body into alignment. In order to bring them into alignment, in order to harmonize them, we need to watch with our thinking mind, observe with our consciousness. That's how they come into alignment. So any sort of practice that facilitates you using your conscious thinking mind, your awareness, any practice that facilitates you using that to observe your soul, your energy, your emotions, all that stuff, and your physical body and all the physical sensations, that is bringing you into alignment. It is helping you harmonize Many, many, many things can help you do that. Being in nature, again, depending on how you are approaching it, where your attention is, matters. So if I was out here in this setting, and I'm using my conscious mind to think my way consciously through a lot of problems that I'm having or whatever, will this bring me into a state of harmony? No, it won't. If I'm out here, and as I'm walking, I'm in a state of awareness and observation, feeling and observing what I'm feeling in my physical body, observing the thoughts that are coming and going in my mind, observing the emotions that are coming and going, that will bring me into a state of harmony. And again, it can be so many things. It can be going for a walk, getting outside, meditating, talking with a friend, working out. Things that incorporate your physical body are especially beneficial when it comes to this, because the physical body is one of those three things. It's our thinking mind, our conscious mind, our soul, and our physical body. Very beneficial to bring awareness and connection with our physical body into this process. One of the reasons why working out, training, physical movement has for many years become a very important way that I harmonize. And I've seen that and heard that from many other guys as well. Because if we approach it the right way, if we approach it from a state of observation with our awareness and from deeply connecting and having the intention to deeply connect with our body and with our soul as part of that, it will absolutely serve to bring us into a state of greater harmony. So things that incorporate our physical body can be especially beneficial. Now, that may be getting very still with your physical body in the case of like a sitting meditation, but that doesn't mean you're not getting in touch with your physical body. In that case, if your outer sort of body is still and you're sitting in that kind of meditation, the way that we're going to connect with our physical body in that case is through the breath, maybe, or through attention that we place on other parts of our body. Just because we're still doesn't mean we're not connecting with our body. So those are the three things. Bring your attention, your awareness, into a state of observation of your soul, your energy, your emotions, however you want to sort of think about that part of it, and your physical body. Here's the last thing. Sexuality, sexual practices can absolutely serve to bring you into a state of greater harmony. As with anything else, the example that I gave in terms of being in the mountains, if I was here in the mountains and I'm thinking about things and I'm thinking about my problems and my mind is blah, 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 is it going to bring me into a state of harmony? No, it's not. It's going to probably take me further away from a state of harmony, because my conscious mind and my awareness is not in a state of observation of my soul and my body. Same thing with sexuality. If you're engaged in sexuality in a way where your awareness and your attention is somewhere else, porn, fantasy, whatever, it's not going to bring you into a state of harmony like it will if you engage in a sexual practice and your attention, your awareness is on your body and your soul. And like with all of this, it's never going to be 100%, whether it's in your mindful edging practice, it's having sex with your girlfriend, your wife. You're never going to be in 100% state of this, but we come back to it. We come back to it over and over and over again. And I can guarantee you, if you will bring this idea into the sexual part of your life and your being, it will transform it. It can and will transform practices like masturbation from something that disconnects you, that takes you further away from your center, that brings you away from a state of harmony, and transform it into something that actually helps you harmonize. That's a very foreign concept to most of the world. And even a lot of you guys may not even recognize that as a very real thing, but it absolutely is. I can tell you from my own experience and from a number of the guys that I see getting the most out of this part of their life, it is a powerful, powerful way to harmonize as a human being and as a man. If we approach it in that way, we bring our mind, our awareness in a state of observation, and observing our soul and our body. Lastly, this absolutely applies in the context of a relationship. How do you come into harmony with your partner? We do the same thing. You have practices that bring the two of you together in a state where both of you are bringing your mind, your thinking, consciousness, and awareness into a state of observation, into a state of observation of yourself, into a state of observation of your partner, and you're observing your physical body and your soul. Again, many things can do this. It's maybe it's just laying and holding each other and talking through issues in the relationship, talking through your dreams and visions. That kind of thing can bring you into harmony. Again, anything that brings the two of you together where your thinking mind and your awareness is in a state of observation of your body and your soul and that of your partner. Those practices will bring you into a state of harmony. And those practices, as you practice them in your own life, will bring you into a state of harmony as an individual. And the more that you practice that, and the more that you can come back into a state of harmony, the better life will feel along the way, the more peace you will have, and the more you will grow and expand. So the foundation of our growth and expansion, that's what the show is all about. It's about expanding and getting more out of life. The foundation is we must have that underlying peace and alignment and harmony as often as possible and to the greatest degree possible. The more that we can facilitate that, the more we're going to expand, the more life we're going to get out of our life, the more love we're going to experience, the greater we're going to be able to serve others, come back into a state of harmony, develop habits that support this. We don't come back into a state of harmony once in a while. Remember at the beginning how I said we're going to need to do this over and over and over and over again, even though it's not complex. It is simple. What makes it not easy, what makes it hard, even though it's not really hard, regret is actually a lot harder than that. But what makes it hard, if it is that, is the fact that we have to do it over and over again. So just accept that and build in practices, daily practices that facilitate this on a day-to-day basis, and develop those practices and build them over time, and then have things that you use and that you know that you have in your toolbox when you get pulled out of a state of harmony. You get triggered in some way, you get stressed, you get sad, you get lonely, you get depressed, you get whatever. How do you come back to a state of harmony? Develop practices that work for you, that align with you. Man, this makes really all the difference. If I had to, honestly, in this moment, if I had to sum up the biggest difference in my life from the number of years when I was struggling, when I was progressively going downhill as a human being in terms of my inner peace, my happiness, my expansion and growth, all of that stuff, we're never static, ever. We are never static. We're going down or we're going up. And they're the one fundamental thing that shifted me from a downward spiral to an upward spiral is this: finding ways to find a place of harmony and doing it over and over and over again, including and especially doing it in the times when it takes courage to do that. Because looking at and connecting with your soul and your energy and your emotions and really being with yourself, especially in the times when you're experiencing difficult emotions and experiences, it takes courage. It takes courage. But I can promise you, if you will develop practices that support this and you will come back to them over and over again, you will have a foundation of peace in your life and you will have a lifestyle of growth and expansion if you will harmonize over and over and over again. Thank you for being here. I'm sending you all my best. Have an amazing rest of your day. We'll talk to you soon.